My aunt's little ones are doing a 9-week course. And I mean, I know they're really olic and stuff, but I just think it's kind of cruel. Because when she says sit, they sit. When she says come, they come. And now, she's teaching them tricks, like party tricks and stuff. I mean, it's exploitation. Come on, I mean, the poor dogs.
A combination meal. Inspired by 7 colors, there's something for everyone. Nando's. Fire it up.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Are you ready, Kakmo?
Aba shabana wawalu.
He's an actor, a film director,
say hello to my little friend,
a motivational speaker, a musician.
I'm the man up in this piece.
Some even say he's a no-nonsense type of guy.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to some and present to others, radio host Kagiso Murupi, a.k.a. Kakmo!
Mina ngi out of casting, kanti ukuzivumela namajenge kaSisinomsa nje sibele sishela abantwana basekhaya amafleet. Hello nice, shaphi kunjani?
Wrong with me, unleashed with Professor Murupi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you.
Unleashed with Professor Murupi.
Hey!
Unleashed with Kagiso Murupi. Unleashed with Kagiso
Murupi. And welcome to the craziest show on the side of this equator. Welcome to CliffCentral.com, and the show is called Unleashed every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. And you hang out with me, Kagiso, and where we talk about all these crazy things. This show is not just about music, but it's also about fun. It's about love. It's about relationships. And I gotta tell you, today it's a full house. Everybody say hi.
Hey.
Hey. I told you, it's full today, man. I've got kids in the studio. I've got parents in the studio. I got lovers. I got umahamba yetwa. Where's your man? Yeah, you know, everybody left their man behind. And today, onko muntu hamba ngamatutu. Hey, it's December and you're on your own. That's key.
Yeah.
Not
like that.
Love us strong.
Yeah, man.
8 to 5.
Oh, 825. Well, welcome to
maintain
it.
Maintain this spotlight life of mine.
Welcome to it, guys. And if you're wondering who's, speaking behind the mic, I'm going to let themselves, introduce themselves in no time. But, you know most of them. I've got actors. I've got musicians. I've got producers. Good to have in July studio. How's it, guys?
Hello. We're good.
How are you? Are you guys good?
We're super.
You know what? I'm going to start on this side. Ngomahamba yeto for her to just introduce herself. What's up, girl?
Yeah, I'm well. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show. My name is Millicent Mashile. I am a TV presenter and I am an actor and producer. But the most important thing is that I am a wife and a mother. So, yeah. No mangaba solo today, yeah. But Javi's out there making things happen for the family. So.
Javi's at home taking care of the babies.
No. He's in the office making things happen so things can happen.
So who's changing the nappy?
No, we passed the nappy stage.
For now,
yes.
Okay, so for people who don't know, you're an actress. Where? Tell us.
I've done a few films, and a few features, on soapies. But at the moment, I'm focusing on presenting. I have a television show.
Nice.
And producing our own show as well that is hopefully going to be on mainstream television very soon. So just a lot of work, and I just completed my degree at AFDA. So this was my last year this year, so I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's cool. Yes. I'll spend some noms on.
Yeah. Bafana Sugwini, drama. husband, father, musician,
yeah,
producer,
yeah, all in one.
All in one.
All in one. Yeah.
Man
yeah.
of Jacob God.
Will say,
man
yeah.
of God.
A man of God.
Man
yeah.
of God. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, I like it how I'm a fundi. You know, you always spice up the words. You know, no, it's not hallelujah, it's hallelujah. Well. Yeah.
It's got to feel dangerous.
Yeah, for a God.
Yeah. Man of God.
You're a man of God.
I'm a man of God. Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah.
you're not here by yourself, obviously, today. You're here
no,
with
I'm here
your
with my beautiful
heart.
Wife.
Yeah.
Married for 8 years now.
Wow.
Together for 11. Been added. Been added like
yeah
every
you've been
day.
Doing this yeah
I'm still doing it
I'm sure you changed nappies like one
I
hand,
just did it the other day
yeah
I'm
I like
on
that.
It
yeah yeah
I might do it after here
your beautiful wife
hey
hey mommy
Hi.
Hey mommy see they're already do? Touching each other you can tell this thing is still fresh
touching
yeah
we might just do it
how you doing
I'm alright and yourself.
You're good.
Yes, I'm doing great.
Yeah, you're my home girl. Tell them who you
I'm
are.
I'm actually surprised.
Yeah.
My name is Dibelo Sweeney. I'm from Guatemala. I'm actually really surprised that you're from Guatemala.
I'm from Guatemala.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Wow, Guatemala people rock, eh?
Yeah, that's not what you said outside.
No.
But we'll leave that for off air.
Don't.
Yeah. Yeah. There
don't
goes the numbers.
It. No.
Yeah.
No, they do.
Yeah. So tell
I
us.
Know.
Tell us what you do. Tell us what you do.
Well, I'm a singer, I'm a mother, I'm a wife uh-huh. to this guy who's sitting right
up.
Next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, for 8 years now.
Yeah.
He's the most amazing husband ever, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a songwriter.
And he doesn't blush.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't blush, no.
No,
black man don't blush.
He has a phone.
I'm too busy being the good husband.
Oh, I like it. Yeah.
No, he's very sure of himself, so
yeah.
he never blushes when I speak about him. He's like, yeah, tell the
yeah.
baby.
And you got a single out, ne?
I have an album out, which came out 2014,
yeah.
titled He's Alive.
So you're not with Joyous anymore?
No, I'm not with Joyous Celebration anymore.
Yeah.
I left 2011, I think,
yeah,
after
I
doing
said, yeah.
Joyous 14,
yeah.
16 actually.
Yeah.
And then we just started our own company, Nice Life Productions.
That's dope.
Yep.
That's
and
dope.
Then
yeah.
my album is actually
See,
released.
We're going to talk about this thing. And I like the fact that you guys work together because that's part of like our topic
yeah.
today. And I want to see Uchi, how this whole thing is going to work out. But I'm going to tell you what the topic is. We're still meeting the people and the man himself. What
Alrighty.
Up, Mr. Producer? What up, Pindu?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
Great.
Yeah.
My name is Pindu, a.k.a. Pastor P.
Yeah.
I am a great lover to my beautiful wife.
Why you guys love us first before you're like, yeah, this is me. This is what I do. I'm an actor.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm a lover.
No.
I feel like you guys are in trouble. What's going on?
No.
That's what we do best, man.
Playing, you know.
Yeah, playing good husband for an
sure
hour.
Territory is if you start here when you get home,
yeah,
it's gonna be good tonight.
Ah,
so you prepare.
I like the fact that
you prepare
Jesus
the ground.
You are so good.
You
are so
saying?
Good. So for you, foreplay is words.
You gotta.
I like
you
it.
Have to start
it
early.
You got just words, man.
You gotta start it early. Otherwise, when you get home, you must start afresh. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? So if you start now, by the time you get home, it's like,
you
like
know
let's
you
do
sound
this.
Like. You know what you're making your wife sound like? You must start from scratch. If you don't do it, you must start from
exactly.
scratch. Yeah.
And there's nothing as hard as that, man.
So, Pindu, what do you do? Tell us what you do. Tell us what
anyway,
you do.
Anyway, I'm a pastor of
yeah.
the church,
yeah.
LGWM Midrand.
Yeah.
Very vibey, vibrant church.
Yeah.
Crazy people. I also run a production company.
Yeah.
Where we do videos. You know, there's a whole lot of videos that are on TV from us.
Yeah.
I manage my wife and a lookalike, a stunt double.
Yeah.
A twin sister.
Yeah, people didn't know that we are twins.
You know, and I'm a father. And
yeah.
Yes, and that's basically what I do. Oh, and I've got a rabbit business. I sell rabbit meat.
That's what you do. Oh,
I'm honestly in the rabbit business. Like, people don't believe it.
Ah.
Like, what? The pet? No, the meat.
The meat. That's it. And
okay.
Hello, wifey. Let's meet your wife.
Hi, everybody.
Yes.
My name is Innocent Sadiki. I'm a presenter and I'm an actor.
You think this is like dramatic?
I'm on a popular drama soap on SABC 1 called Skim Sam, and I play
yeah.
the character of Ustogo.
Yeah.
I'm also currently on a feature film called Utembi,
yeah.
where I play the lead character.
Like, They're so confusing.
You said it was her.
No, it's me.
Oh, it's you. When I run away, I say it's her.
And then
I'm a presenter as well, which I co-host a television show alongside my twin sister, Millicent Mashile.
Yeah.
I'm a pastor's wife. I'm a preacher as well.
Hallelujah.
I love preaching. I am a called woman. I'm called by God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And then, I'm a businesswoman, an entrepreneur, and a beautiful, I'm a mother to a beautiful golden brown princess.
Golden
brown. Can't get tolangala skin tone.
You know what you sounded like there? Like Papa Pain. I'm not bad. I'm a goldie color. I'm so your kid is like a goldie color. Man, I can tell you it's crazy in the studio. We're hanging out with everybody, you know, from actors to musicians, and the fact that you guys have just realized that most of them work together, you know, and this is what brings us to our topic today, which is how do you handle your partner's shine? You know, how do you handle your partner's shine? And I'll tell you, as someone who's in the limelight myself, and I mean, my wife is not on TV, and you know, she's just you know, an accountant. And the thing is, sometimes you bump into people, and you know, girls want pictures, and some of them don't even have a way in how they want the pictures. And that's the stuff that we're gonna be talking about. So, if you have somebody that you know, or if your partner is in the limelight, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you know they have to be in the entertainment industry. And I like the fact that you know pastors are here, because pastors also just face their own things as well. You know, how do you handle your partner's shine? So send us your voice notes, and you know the number is 079-748-2090. And while you're doing that, tell your friends, tell your colleagues. I don't know if you guys are still in the office, but tell them that Kahmo is on the radio and we are unleashed.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Unleashed with Kahmo.
And we are back on, and you're still hanging out with me, Kagiso Modupi, aka Kahmo, on CliffCentral.com. And if you guys wanna stream us live, just go to CliffCentral.com, or you can download the Cliff Central app. And today, like I promised you guys, it's a full house, man. Studio, you know, and we're all just tackling, you know, this very touchy subject, and the subject is how do you handle your partner's shine? And I'm hanging out with the Saint Twins. I'm hanging out, you know,
Suguinis.
With Anzo. I'm hanging out with Dibala. I'm hanging out with Pindo. And the thing is, most of them actually work together, and most of them manage each other. And I think that might just be a problem. Tell me, Vanzo. Like, what's the most difficult thing when it comes to managing your wife? How do you? I'm interested in that. How do you firstly separate?
Just like now on the road on our way here.
Yeah.
Telling me, hey, I'm thinking of working with so and so. I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
I don't want to play referee.
Yeah.
Because whoever she works with, there's a fight.
Yeah.
If it doesn't happen.
So you have to be the referee.
I'm always in the center of it, because now I must take her home with me.
Yeah.
And it's poor. Even if she's wrong, I got to stand there and act like, hey, listen. Hey.
Yeah.
But now when we're in the car, I have to, you know, like kind of, you know, smooth things
massage
out. But I'm always in the center of it, because she throws a fit.
Yeah.
So it's actually. No, I'm not saying always. I'm just saying he was asking me what's the most challenging thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. This might get me in trouble also.
Yeah.
this
so the most challenging thing for you is
dealing with my wife.
Yeah. Well, I guess maybe it's separating business and home, right? Because at the end of the day, you still need to go home and be a husband.
Yeah. And for her, it's like, listen, you cannot let me down.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, she'll come to me and say, listen, can I have a bottle of water?
Yeah.
And I'd say to her, no. I mean, Kay doesn't have it right now.
Yeah.
He sent whoever to go buy.
Yeah.
And then I'm in trouble.
Then you're in trouble.
Yeah. And for me, it's like, you're not going to get the water.
Can we get your wife to actually answer this? Because I can see she's itching. No. You look like you're itching, man. You want to say something?
Yeah?
What's the problem?
I really think I'm not a difficult person.
Yeah.
The way he's making
out
to
me. Yeah. Wait, let
me finish.
Well, I'm not a difficult person.
No, he says maybe I am.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, actually, he's also not a difficult person.
Yeah.
I think...
No, this is you being not polite because
no,
at home
I'm being honest. Yeah. I'm being honest. He's a very wonderful person to work with, ne?
Yeah.
Especially because like sometimes nogungbuza kuthi like how does it feel to be angry? Like
I don't get angry.
Because he hardly ever
gets
angry.
Why? You hardly get angry. You should be my manager.
Like
you should be my manager.
I really think that is really good, especially because I sing gospel.
Yeah.
You can't be having a manager that fights with people.
Yeah.
And stuff. Yeah. I can fight, you know, with him.
Hey, listen here. Like I have this big issue. Okay, gospel singers are people too.
Yes.
Why were we judging Lundi for having a beer?
Well, let's not go with
well,
him
let's
now.
Let's not go with
let's
him.
Let's do the end.
Let's not
have
a beer at home, not in public.
No. Let's not go there.
No,
Mamfundis.
Have wine, because Jesus turned water into wine.
Hallelujah.
Let's not go there.
I feel you, my sister. I feel you.
Hey.
Wait,
guys. As a pastor, I rebuke that spirit here. We are talking now with her.
Yeah.
Let's not go there. I think that's Lundi is not around anymore.
Yeah.
It's perhaps a topic for another lifetime.
Yeah, and he turned water into wine, not into wines. It was just that one time. Let's not go there.
I strongly believe that we need to have a topic actually, just you know, set out for pastors' wives and you know, gospel artists who are in the industry.
Yeah.
But today we are talking about how do you handle your partner's shine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's
and
do
here's
that.
Another thing is that people think that you know when we're talking about your partner's shine, we're just dealing with you know you guys who are in the limelight and I want to go to Pindu and ask him, you know, and actually, I want to ask, you know, which one is Millie, which one is...
That's Millie and Eno.
Okay, Eno, please, Eno. I want to ask Eno, you know.
Eno
in
the pink.
Twins, guys,
okay.
We've got twins. We've got twins in the studio.
Identical.
Eno, here's what I want to get from you, you know. Obviously, you are on TV. You're, you know, one of the biggest soapies in this country. And let's take that and put it aside.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of guys that want to take pictures with you.
Yeah.
And let's go to Pindu. You know, Pindu is a pastor. You know, and we know there's a lot of young girls. I mean, Linda going to church. Yeah, who get sent kapaket yadi kukura, you know, and they get sent to take it to the pastor. Now, I want to, because you guys both face it.
Yeah.
How do you handle Pindu's shine? And Pindu, how do you handle Eno's shine? Let me start with Pindu.
Okay.
How do you handle her shine?
Let's start off this way. When we're dating and when we got married, she was Pindu's wife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Wherever we went.
I didn't have a name.
Pindu's wife. And simply because, you know, I've been in the industry for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, people kind of knew me.
Yeah.
And now she got on TV, you know, and things started happening.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I am their husband. You know, we go together to a place and they're like, no, they don't even say innocent husband. Oh, that's the husband.
Yeah.
Like, and now I'm sitting there like, huh?
That's the
husband. What do you mean that's the husband?
Yeah. Like, it's like having a new child at home. Yeah. Because you don't give them a name and then you're like, it's the baby. The baby's crying until we get used to Pindu's crying.
Yes.
Okay.
So basically, what I do, I mean, we go to the malls, people want to take photos, you know, I stand aside, like, hey, have fun.
You take the picture.
You know, yeah, most of the time,
I'm
need to take
I'm the camera guy.
I'm coming to you.
So I kind of give it the space.
Yeah.
You know, I know now she's got a movie that's premiering.
Yeah.
You know, we go to the premiere. As soon as we get down there, when they're taking the photos me, I stand aside.
Yeah.
I'll probably be...
Do you ever feel left out?
No. Sometimes, no, but then what I do...
Yeah.
Here's what I do.
And she's telling
I'm like, you know what? Yeah. I'm like, let her have her shine. Those who want to stand with her.
But
I want you to be there.
Hold
on a second.
Hey, wait. The husband is talking.
So those who wanna hold her, you know, and smile with her, let them do it, you know, with ease and happiness without
you
thinking there's that husband who's looking at me and who's going to be following me, you know.
Yeah.
So I give her the break, do you understand? Yeah, and then I'll go find some place where I can chill, a chiller there by myself, and you know, she calls me and says, hey babe, I need you.
Then
I'll be there, do you understand?
Do you ever sometimes feel like that kind of pisses her off? You know, because on this, I see you guys going like, on this show we talk about that. You know, we just speak. Do you think it makes her mad?
Do I think it pisses her off or makes her mad? Which one?
Both. It's the same thing.
Man, hey.
You know, do you think, it makes your wife mad, the fact that you isolate yourself and you put yourself on the side and she constantly has to say, baby, what was that?
Well, she hasn't said anything to me.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And maybe until then we'll have we can discuss these things.
You know, let's have a chat. You're a pastor's wife.
My turn.
You're a pastor's wife. Mm-hmm. And that's the question. How do you handle when he's now in his own space? And I understand that Pindu, you know, is in your industry, but behind the scenes.
Yes.
And that's my question to you. Now, you are not behind the scenes of church. You know, it's not
I'm
like
right
any,
there.
Yeah, you walked into this thing. It's not like you started it before. Mm-hmm. How do you handle Pindu when he's in his own space?
I don't think there's a way to handle him. I think what really makes it work is that we sort of both in the same industries. And so with church again, I'm a minister as well. And so I don't find it very difficult to fit in. I don't find it very difficult to submit under him.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful that I grew up in a Christian home and I understand the order. So when we're at church, I know what he's a pastor and he's my leader. In fact, even in a day-to-day basis, I know what, you know what, he holds a lot of my blessings. And so, but me being a pastor as well, it helps because I relate, you know. And when they look at us, they don't say, oh, Pastor Pindu and that wife who sits in the front who just wears nice, I'm a two-piece and nice. No.
Here's a good question. Just to jump in there. You were not born a pastor's wife.
Yes, true.
Right? And when you met Pindu, you were not a pastor yet.
Yes.
Right. So let's talk about then.
So when I met my husband,
and you're still a wife at the end of the day, and it doesn't change the fact that, you know, you have girls that laugh at terrible jokes.
Because
Pindu's got terrible jokes.
Do you know what the thing is, right? Yeah. I'm very secure. I don't know why. I'm very confident. And I'm okay with people. I know women are attracted to men with power. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the women, they like pastors. And do you know, I mean, and but really that's where it ends. You know, I'm the one who has to deal with them every
single
day.
Have you ever given
the
look?
I'm flattered. I don't know if I've got a look, but people say I've got a look.
Like, yeah,
no,
you got a
look. No, people say I've got a look.
Show us the look, man.
You know what? But the thing is, I think everybody's got some sort of look or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm very secure, and my husband makes me feel very secure as well. So I feel like he plays the part. I never feel like, you know, when I'm not at church, he will tell them, nobody must sit a student in Zaka Mampu Lisi because,
here's the thing.
He's not alone. We work together.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. You know, I always say that people always wanna put this thing across, you know, like we're not human, and that's why I was even saying about Ulundi, you know, and because you go home and you have a glass of wine and maybe, you know, you get a bit tipsy, but because there's such an expectation, and sometimes we just gotta be real. We are human.
No,
you
for
know,
sure.
Here we are with Umid. Umid, how does your husband? He's not in the industry, right?
No, he's not.
He's not, and I think you and I can relate. Yeah. How does he handle your shine?
I think for my husband, it took some getting used to. Honestly, let me just end this.
And what's one of the worst things that you've ever had to like deal with? Like,
I think just our sort of freedom, our space was just it really changed because I mean, like you said, the picture thing, and for the fact that people very rudely ask him to move out of the picture, if they don't move out, they're like, Baba, you hold the camera and you take the picture. You know what I mean? That's just basically it, but you know, with other things, I think it's more of an advantage than a disadvantage because the industry is just like okay, that's another thing.
So
we have this discussion about acting, what scenes I can do, what I can't do. But obviously me as an actor, understanding the industry, I sort of try and explain to him because I understand
You know, with me, right? I actually don't do kissing scenes if the actress is not comfortable. Because for me, I hate the fact that I will look as a terrible kisser on screen.
Really? Because they're uncomfortable.
So I watched Achi and Zoleka growing up, and I was like, what's going on there? You know? And I was like, listen here, I will only do kissing scenes if the person I'm doing with is comfortable.
But at home, you are, it's fine.
I'm working.
Really?
I'm so working. Is it like real kissing? Like
it is real kissing. It's real kissing.
But it's acting.
Like there's no acting no kiss, and then there.
Look, okay, guys, let me say this. I get a lot of calls from pastors.
Yeah.
Who are like, Jongap.
Yeah.
So Umfazi, she's kissing other men. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, she's working.
It's work.
Yeah. Like, I wanted to ask you about that.
Like, no. I don't care how much money she's bringing. And I'm like, she's working.
Yeah.
You know,
and you feel the pressure as a pastor, you know, now.
So pastors. No, the thing is one.
Like,
I'm a very difficult person to put under pressure. Yeah. You know, and because I always have that thing, you don't pay for my house, you don't pay for my lifestyle.
Thank you, Bob.
You know, so if you've got an issue with me, deal with it. Have
hashtag
fun.
You don't pay
done
for
everything.
My house.
Thank God,
you
know, for my husband.
And I mean, in the movie she's doing now, she kisses a woman. And not just
what,
you know,
listen,
and a very steamy scene where I'll sit in there,
I wouldn't
like,
be able
I
to
I want
to like,
watch
really?
This
no
I'll sit in there, like,
no one is going to kiss my wife. I don't care how much money she's bringing in.
Yeah, man, like, this topic, ne,
I deal with these lips
now, man. It's relevant because you see how difficult
what?
It is.
Yeah, yeah. You know what, guys, wait. Let me bring order to the studio. You know, one of the things is that when you have a lot of people in studio, right? When you've got a lot of people in studio, I get control, but our listeners obviously don't know who's speaking in English.
Yeah.
So let's try and do it one person at a time. I know you're having fun, and that's why I want to come to you, Bafan, you know? And when I tell you, I want to ask you something. Do you guys work together?
Yep. Every day.
Okay, so you're the drummer.
I'm the drummer.
Yeah.
I'm the producer. I'm the. You mean on her album?
Let's say gigs. I wanna get into the professional side of it, and I understand because most of us here, you know, are Christian, and obviously you being a pastor. But I wanna put that aside for a bit.
Yeah, no.
And I wanna talk about the work part. Do you get your own gigs and she gets her own gigs? That's I wanna understand.
Yeah, I get my own gigs.
And she gets her own gigs.
She gets her own. Not anymore. Now that she's got an album, she does her gigs as Dibello.
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
Not the backing. Now. Yeah. But I work with her when she does her gigs.
Yes, he's my keyboard player and my drummer.
Yeah.
And manager.
And my manager. And
yeah, but you also get gigs.
On and
I'm
off
going
stage.
Somewhere with this question. That's
okay.
Why.
Okay. Yes, he does.
So you still have your own gigs.
Yeah, I do.
Right. And I mean, as the man of the house, you bring the bacon, right?
Yep, I gotta.
And obviously, with our industry, it's fickle. You know, does it ever get to a point where she's bringing in the bacon and when a gig's dololo?
It has happened for a while.
Yeah. And how do you? Because that's where I'm going with.
Yeah,
this.
No. It has happened for a while.
Yeah. How do you then handle?
Especially after she released the album.
Yeah.
Because what had happened was I had kind of put my career on hold.
Yeah.
To kind of support her.
Yeah.
But let me tell you.
Yeah.
there was a time there was a day where I almost walked out and looked for a job.
Yeah.
That's how heated it was in the house.
Yeah.
Because she kind of let me know, like, hey, this is my money.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't come here with your nonsense.
And I tell her PM.
Not in so many words, but like, hey, this is my money.
Yeah.
And now you want to do what you want to do with the money.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, I'm the head of the family. Yeah, I've got responsibilities.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but we were in some stage.
We were going through a very difficult time.
And also as a married couple, we were in some stage where we were growing together.
Yeah.
So, but I can tell you now, given the same situation, she would act differently now than she did then.
She used to
hammer me.
Yeah.
But I was fortunate.
Really MC Ham.
Yo, but I was fortunate in that. I used to get more gigs than she did throughout our career.
Yeah.
Even as a drummer.
Does that count? I want to ask, you know.
It means bacon.
I want to ask. Wait, let your wife speak for herself. I want to ask you this question. Does it ever get to a point where your partner's getting more gigs than you are? Do you ever feel insecure industry wise? Let's not talk marriage. Let's talk career-wise. Do you ever feel like maybe my career is not doing so well and his career is doing well?
In fact, I don't think, you know what, when Vanessa sent us the topic, ne?
Yeah.
Uguti, how do you handle your spouse's shine?
Yeah.
We literally laughed because we're like, do you ever shine?
Yeah.
You know? Like, because we don't really believe in I don't know, like somebody says, wow, you're a celebrity, blah, blah, blah. Like, we don't feel like that.
Yeah.
Ne?
Yeah.
That even at home, otherwise it would be a problem because we take that home too. You know, honestly speaking, there was a time where I took that with me home.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Particularly at the time when I was working more, and then he wanted to decide what must happen with the money. I'm like, dude, I'm Tivelo.
Yeah.
I'm the one who's being booked. I'm the one who must also decide what must happen with the money. You know, it was really bad. You know, it was really bad. But you know what? We cannot put aside the fact that we are Christians. I'm sorry,
I actually wanted to get to the human aspect of it.
Yeah.
Where you see, doesn't quite feel like Bible in Indo Umfas.
Yeah,
you're what you're saying. Yeah.
But like at some point, ne, like there was a point where I was working more in fact, you know, and there was no other way. I think that's the time we just had to go through, you know. And I felt like, okay, he's just driving the whole time. And I also want to help. You know, Satan left and right, you know, and he was not letting me do that, you know. Yeah. And then we just lost it, kind of lost it.
Like she's slow, man.
I want to go to Pindu. Pindu, let me ask you a question. Do you ever feel like, okay, this is not Eno speaking, this is talk on our talking? Now, here comes Kim Sam now. Yeah, do you ever feel like, you know, maybe a character that she's playing and she brings it home and you can tell her, no, this is not my wife now. This is another influence.
Well, not really, but you know, I think there's just been one instance, you know. I'll raise it. Like
raise it, bub. We want to hear.
We don't do things like this.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Plus you're a vendor man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what they say about vendor boys.
What do they say?
They speak vendor.
Well, it's so sad. I mean, I literally almost didn't grow up in vendor. But anyway, that's a topic for another day.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it takes a whole lot of respect and, you know, getting to know each other and working things out, you know.
Yeah,
and with time we all get better, you know.
With time,
especially us, we work together. I'm always with my wife, like I'm with her so much, like we're always together so much that it gets to a point where we're in bed. He's like, yeah, so I'm thinking that, you know, for the same twins, we must do ABs. I'm like, business,
yeah.
Ne?
Yeah.
Let's go down to the office.
Yeah.
And let's sit down.
Let's talk about
business then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's avoid discussing business.
Yeah.
You understand? Because now all of a sudden,
it gets overwhelming.
You'll be doing it and everything. Yeah. So,
yeah.
So you want to avoid before you get to that level, you know, where you start discussing business and money.
Man, we are talking. I tell you, you know, we are 40 minutes into the show and I'm telling you, we're having heated conversations here. It's cliffcentral.com and the show is called Unleashed. Just stream us live and go to cliffcentral.com, or you can just download the app. And today's topic is, how do you handle your partner's shine? I'm sitting here with the same twins. I'm sitting here in Nobafan. I'm sitting here with Pindu. I'm sitting here with Tibelo, and we are just hashing this thing out. And I'm telling you, it's really hot, you know, like in the studio, because and the aircon is on. But funny enough, you know, I feel for no. This is really getting heated, and I wanna go to Mili, you know, and your husband obviously is not here. And maybe you can speak freely, ne? Because he's not here, unlike other people.
Check him out.
I wanna find out. Do you ever feel, honestly, like this person is just dragging me down, you know, and especially as a woman in the industry. And I know as an actress, you there's somewhere you want to get to, you know, you're looking at your numbers on Instagram, because those things count, you know, unfortunately they count now. And you're looking at your numbers on Instagram and you're trying to work out, or how can I now elevate this number? You're looking at roles that you can play, because you can't even do kissing scenes. I know of South African artists who missed out on international work, you know, because they said, hey, I can't kiss, you know, and they needed them to kiss. Do you ever feel like your situation can drag you down or is dragging you down?
No, hey. I'm in the, for me, it's I'm in the process of, you know, I'm a trained actor, so
yeah.
I studied for this. I take it very seriously, and yeah. I made sure that my husband gets that, yeah. that, babe, this is a job, this is my chosen career. I can't sit at home because of, I can't do something else. The reason I went to train for it so that I can do everything,
yeah.
so I can be whatever the role wants me to be.
So if you got a role that says, you know, we need you to be in a very hot, steamy, sexy scene, would you go for it?
And I think for me, honestly, I feel like I take out every role as it comes. It's about this, the whole storyline as a whole. Do I believe in the narrative? Do I think I can do this? For me, I don't have a clear answer. Like, I'm never going to do kissing scenes. I'm not going to do scenes where I'm wearing a lingerie.
But listen, I don't have those things. Listen, I'm going.
I want to act.
I'm going somewhere. I'm going. I am digging here. You know, petty shovel. Here's your husband.
Yeah.
Your husband is uncomfortable with the kissing scene.
My husband. It's open for negotiation. I'm telling you, I can make my husband believe anything. No, that's why just you hold my face like Villa. Yes, I'm telling. If the role is sitting here, I'll be able to convince him. But when that's what I know. I know, he's when convinced.
I think I know. Hear what you're saying.
If I really want a role, I can be able to twist his arm.
Like,
but listen to what my question is. The fact that you have to go and twist his arm. Do you feel like the fact that you need to go and convince him? Do you feel like it's dragging you down?
Yeah.
No, besides that, I feel like if you're not in the industry, obviously you won't understand.
Yeah.
You know, like for me, it's not a bad thing. Guti, I understand. He's not in the entertainment industry. Yeah. For him, everything is real.
Have you ever taken him to set?
No.
Maybe you should, you know, because I think a lot of people understand.
They must say that there are 100 people there.
When they say cut.
Is not intimate at all.
Yeah. When they say cut, there's like 50 people that come to your face and...
Yes.
And
then it's over, you know? Like, so you don't go home together with this person. So, for me, I try to make him understand the industry. And I feel like, you know, it's the same with your audience and your extended family members where they're like still going through depression because they saw you kissing someone. People still don't understand how industry works. And I feel like it's part of our responsibility to educate people.
To educate them.
Guys, this is a job. This is what we have to do. You know, so if I'm going to turn down because my aunt disapproves, I turn down again because my husband disapproves, I turn down because my agent thinks that
I'm telling you, you know, I experienced a husband. We were shooting and we were shooting a wedding. And I experienced where the actor and the actress couldn't kiss when they said, you know, I now pronounce your husband and wife. You may kiss the bride. And it was not allowed because the real husband was there. And he was like, it's not going to happen. Yeah. And that was the first time I saw a wedding on TV with no kiss.
Wow. No, you know what? I think it's good to distance yourself sometimes. You know, I remember when she was shooting the Zing ad.
Yeah.
There she is in bed in a lingerie with another guy.
Yes.
I was there and I decided, you know what? Let me step out.
Yeah.
You know.
Why were you there?
Just in case. No, I mean, I take my wife wherever she needs to get to.
Oh, you know, okay.
We need always together.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, just in order, just for the guy to be comfortable.
Yeah.
For her to be comfortable as well.
Yeah.
You know, let me step out. You know, even though I'll greet the guy, we'll talk together. Hey, how you doing, man? You're great. Yeah. Lovely. You guys are doing a great job. But I step outside, give them space.
I see. Yeah.
Let them do what they're doing.
Yeah, so that he knows you're outside.
Yeah.
He must just know. Yeah. He must know. You know what?
But funny enough, my dad.
Bindu, listen here. I'm married 10 years. And I'll tell you, and sometimes we as men, we are dogs. You know, and I accept that, and I take that with pride.
No, we are all dogs.
Because we just get to piss around our territory. A dog, you're coming up and says, this is my yard. And do you ever feel like there are people who just cross the line? Have you ever felt like maybe this guy is seriously? I mean, Bafana, I want to ask.
No,
have you ever thought with this guy is flirting with my wife? Joyous celebration or not?
No, we're Sipuya Dan. We're in Sipuya Dan. I'm at Dilla Park. We're jamming. I'm on the drums.
The guy is standing, arms are like this.
I'm here.
And Sipuya Dan is watching your arms, and she's like,
no.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought Sibiu was looking at you. Sibiu was like,
Ugu
Banjaile drama.
You know what? I'm
colored,
so.
Oh, yeah. I like it. Yeah.
I think I'd step my
boss. This guy is making moves on my wife. How? Tongues. He's throwing tongues. He's doing fun things. While I'm playing.
While you play.
Yeah, I'm thinking, what is this nigga doing? It doesn't even end there. Eh? When we get off stage, we have land. How? Hey, sister, man.
More pictures. Yeah.
But now he says, hey, let's go, yo. Yeah. Let's go do it. So she's like, okay, fine, wait a minute. Let me just call.
Let's go do it. Let's go do it.
No,
what?
No, wait. I don't know. Yeah. So now, yo, but what she does every
she
time.
She says, wait here.
Wait here. And then she comes, grabs me.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, Puti, please tell him what you just told me.
So we I like
can,
that.
So we
yeah.
can all go.
Yo.
Wherever yeah. you want us to go, yeah. do what
yo.
We need to
yo.
Do.
Yo.
Please tell him.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
the guy is just standing there looking at me. I don't even know what he has
but
to say.
But I get what you were doing. I get what you were doing.
And she does it all the time.
Yeah. So here's my question.
Yeah.
Would you expect the same from Ubafan?
Yeah, of course.
For
you know,
him to go and
you
get
know
this
what my
girl,
husband does, ne?
Yeah.
My husband, after working together, in fact, we were. I think there was a time, okay, we were friends first when we worked with Sinclair Diamond, ne?
Yeah.
And I was always watching him. Even though he was not my boyfriend then, but I was always checking who
he was. You know what I mean to have a girl?
She didn't want
like she made sure I don't have a girlfriend.
Or anything close.
Like every
were you guys together by
no. She had she was with someone, I was alone.
You are so colored, it's not even funny. No, I like you.
But she was sleek though. She was sleek. She was really sleek.
You never call me.
No, but she was sleek.
Yeah.
Every after a gig I go to my room, there she is.
I'd be there.
With this girl. And they would sit there till 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
The guys are busy doing the things.
Yeah.
I must just sit
there.
We're
watching him, y'all.
I wanna ask this now, you know. And I wanna ask this to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, gigs. I wanna talk gigs.
Yeah.
Gigs are such a big issue. You know, because sometimes gigs can separate you. One is in Polokwane, one is in Gaigai. And I mean, Pindu, you know what it's like to go on a road show. Right? Even though now you wouldn't go on a road show, but you guys, you know, Tebelo, you know what a road show is, you know what a road show is.
Yeah.
You know, Mili, you know what a road show is. But Kakulu, I want to understand, when you know which what happens on a road show,
yeah.
right? And the craziness, we are done performing,
yeah.
you know, we hang around the
going
fire,
down,
there's a little bit of wine there's a little bit of this.
Hey.
How comfortable are you when your spouse is on tour and you are at home with the kids?
You know what has happened with us, ne?
Yeah.
For the fact that we started working together with Sinclair Dan.
Yeah.
And we're friends.
Yeah.
And so I used to see how he handled himself
yeah.
at that time when we're not together. While
okay.
everybody was going out, you know, after the gig,
yeah.
everyone was going out to drink and party and stuff. This guy's in his
like
room.
Like boring. I'm
you know?
Not that boring guy.
So that's why I
or
was
maybe
always
you're
there.
Pretending to be the boring guy.
I always thought. No. No, he's a really good man. Like, you know, ngiyakubona ukuthi kunentozi ufunayo ne but azikho shem.
Azikho. Yeah. Hashtag
azikho. I promise you, like, he's always been that guy.
Yeah.
You know? And in the years.
I just want to put it out there. I'm that guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
That's good.
I friend zone you quick.
Okay. Yeah,
he's been
know?
Like that.
And I
you
get
know?
You know what? Can I tell you what your husband does?
Yeah.
I mean, I've just met him, but I know one of the things that he does to friend zone people.
Yeah.
He talks about you, right?
All the time.
Exactly.
He talks about me all the time.
Do you talk about him all the time?
Of course.
Oh, I'm just checking. I'm
my
just
Instagram
checking.
Page.
No. Friend zone these brothers.
Why you know that, right?
Yeah.
I'm always talking about my, and I think that helps.
Yeah.
You know.
To friend zone
you should never. Behave like a single person when you're actually married.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
people should know that you're married. You know, you don't have to. Yeah. You don't have. But in what's like you know when a man or a woman is battered. Like
or a battered man.
Yeah. My husband and I go camping. All the time. You know, it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
talk
yeah.
about anything that you want to talk about. But automatically, when you're a happy person,
yeah.
you know, you automatically talk about your partner.
But
you
here's
know?
The thing. Here's the thing. Let's become human again.
Yeah.
Let's become human again.
This
right?
human thing.
No, let's become human. No, let's dig in. Let's become human again. I mean,
I think we need another.
We love our partners. Yeah, and
we need another hour.
We love our partners.
Yeah.
And but at the end of the day, we're also human, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and I can look at you and go, oh, she's nice. Yeah, Mara. Okay.
I show him.
Yeah.
I
right?
saw him and I get that. That girl, Upagil.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no, no.
And yeah, I do.
And
that.
She knows. She knows leggings kill me. She knows. I love leggings.
No
bro.
Way.
Yeah.
You must hear
yo, it. Leggings.
But I don't like them when they're transparent.
No, no, no. That's the thing.
Oh, you like them when they're transparent.
No, 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 no. When they're not transparent,
okay.
They have to be decent, and then they work for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like leggings with a long top.
A long top.
Yeah, so that I can
And now she wears leggings all the time. Now she wears leggings all the time because she knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta see leggings.
Yeah.
I really think in heaven, if they had leggings and an organ,
yeah,
everybody would be going to...
Ding, 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 ding. Fuck my leggings.
No, I just have to watch.
As a drama, right?
No, like your leggings.
No, he really loves leggings.
And.
I do.
Yeah, no, I love.
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she knows.
No,
she will be like,
yo,
baby, upagi. Yeah. I'm like,
so
you're
here's,
right.
Here's right. another thing. I mean, look, we've got 3 minutes to the show, and I want each of you to kind of give an advice. You know, to couples out there, because not everybody's the same.
Yeah.
You know, you know, we face these things. Mm. And what would you say? I mean, Mili, what would you say is the best remedy in handling your partner's shine?
Sure. I think support, love, and listening. Educate yourself about what your partner does and what they love and how much it means to them.
Yeah.
I think to know that my husband is supporting me to go and shoot 4 episodes, leave the kids at home and do this, that for me means the world to me. Like, I'm like, wow, I'm going back to a home where they understand what I do, they love what I do.
Yeah.
Even if no matter this month there's no gigs, there's no work, there's still that love, support, and respect in the house.
Yeah.
I try to also learn about his industry as well, that okay, what do you do at work, why are you late today, why this and that, so that we can support each other properly. And with that said, I hope that my husband is listening, you know, support
support. Bafana, what do you want to say?
Proverbs 18 18:22.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he who finds a wife finds a good thing.
Yeah.
And the Bible goes on to say he obtains favor from the Lord.
Yeah.
When you find a wife, you find a good thing, you obtain favor
from
her.
So how do you handle the sign of finding this good thing?
So now once you've found it,
yeah.
it's the understanding thereof, saying that, listen, what I have is actually favor from God.
Yeah.
So you got to treat it as favor. Like, for instance, whatever she is, I'm a big part of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without Bafana, there is no Tibelo.
Tibelo, what do you want to say? We're running out of time.
I think, you know, it's important to just understand, like,
Mili.
I think the most important thing is understanding what, when you get married, don't play dumb. You know, don't play dumb. Understand good things. You know, it's the same as getting married to somebody who's educated and you're not educated.
I like that. It's educate yourself.
Yes.
And even if sometimes some things can come while you are married or
while
lady.
You're married.
What you gotta say?
Respect one another.
Yeah.
Respect each other's careers. Love each other, regardless of who makes the bacon, who gets the bacon.
Yeah.
It comes to the same pocket anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I think it's unconditional love, and I feel like my husband gives me exactly that. He doesn't love me because I'm innocent. He loves me in Jay unconditionally, whether I'm kissing a girl, I'm not kissing, or I'm playing a poor person, or I'm playing a rich person. He loves me, and he knows exactly who I am.
Yeah.
And then he and I love him for that, you know, because the Bible also says the two shall become one flesh, and I believe with whatever I do it for our benefit. I'll never do anything to jeopardize him or to jeopardize him being a part or anything like that. It's work at the end of the day, and protect your partner. You know, my husband protects me every time I do something that is not appealing or Christian.
He goes to Ben
and he will answer. He says, my wife is working. I never have to go to people. When people are judging me at church, he will stand there and say, my wife is working. And if anyone has a problem with it, the doors are open. Goodbye.
Yeah. Ah, thank you. You know what? You guys have been awesome. I have to say, you guys have just been too awesome, and I hope you guys have a fantastic festive season.
Awesome.
And
to
me, in closing, I just want to say, you know, it's about understanding, it's about respect, it's about educating yourself, like everybody said, but most of all, it's about just putting yourself in someone else's shoes.
True.
Right? So In closing, let's all just put ourselves in our partner's shoes every single time they get out there. Instead of us trying to find fault, let's actually pray for them.
Yeah.
Yep.
How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
The show is called Unleashed, and it's on Cliff Central, 3 to 4 p.m. every Wednesday. You can stream us live, or you can download the Cliff Central app. And where do we catch you guys on social media? Quickly, we got
Saint Twins at Mili Mashile.
At Bafana Sugwini.
At Dibelo Sugwini.
At Pindu Sadiki.
At Ino Sadiki at Saint Twins.
And I am Kaxumudupi. Yes. At Kaxumudupi. And I want to say, you know, we're going to be playing out. We're going to be playing out with Dibelo's song. You guys must go out there and support her music. And it's called Lalela. And remember,
Izulu.
Izulu. Is it Izulu? Okay. So it's called Izulu. And it's out there. Go and support her music.
Yep.
And all I want to say in closing is that if you don't call it a Wednesday, then it's Wednesday.
CliffCentral.com.